Dr. Javier dictating clinic note on Felix Cannibal, F-E-L-I-X, last name C-A-N-A-B-A-L, birthday 9/15/47, dictation 3/22/25, patient referred here by Dr. Jahani for fecal occult blood, not done at MD Anderson, where patient goes for, is monitored for prostate cancer, scheduled for radiation in a few weeks. It's negative biopsies over the past 4 years, with treating with observation at this point, and now radiation. Routine hemoglobin 4 months ago was 11.7. Now, is on recent lab work, has decreased to 7.7 with history of a slight lethargy noted the past few months. Denies history of rectal bleeding, melena, bright red blood per stools, abdominal discomfort. Reveal symptoms, weakness times a few months, as above. Past history, has a history of prostate cancer, to get radiation, as above. MD Anderson, had colonoscopy 6 weeks ago. My regular GI surgeon with negative findings. Also has history of hyponatremia, hypogonadism, atrial fibrillation, low thyroid disease, benign prostatic hypertrophy, and gastritis, in addition to prostate cancer. See chart for list of medications and prior medical records. Social history, has a business. Hospice care in the Woodlands. Physical exam, your appearance, no acute distress. Head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat within normal limits. Next up with Pat Masses. Lungs clear, auscultation, percussion, heart rate, the rhythm, that matters, gallop, abdomen, soft, outer ganonagula, your tinnitus. Rectal exam reveals no evidence of hemorrhoids, slightly enlarged prostate without nodules, trace of blood without BM and rectum, specimen obtained. Back scan, extremities, neuropsychiatric, all within normal limits. Fecal occult blood performed in office, which is negative. Patient given results to take to MD Anderson, as well as planning to see a surgeon for endoscopy for further evaluation before additional workup. Final diagnosis, prostate CA, a history, anemia with possible occult GI bleeding. To follow up in the Anderson for routine care, to follow up a surgeon for possible for planned endoscopy for further evaluation and workup, continue present medication. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.